Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to The Rival Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And it will be momentarily, we'll have our Tournament of Drops Final Four second entry for you coming up. But we'll let Paul handle all that from back in the studio.
All right.
In the NFL, Eric Reed sent a letter to the NFL demanding an investigation and a revote on the CBA that was passed earlier this month. The CBA takes effect this upcoming season and lasts for 10 years. But Eric Reed is saying that the language in the CBA is different now compared to what the players originally voted on. Because of this, Reed says a revote is the only logical answer.
Is that like the difference between like an and an I mean, is it a tiny difference in language or a significant difference of language?
I don't know. I saw this
because if
yesterday.
They actually did change something after the fact, he's got a point. That you know, once you voted on something, you vote on specific language, and you can't really change it without getting the players' consent again. Now, Eric Reed, of course, has been a huge opponent of the CBA. He was one of the 900-plus players who voted against it. A little over 1,000 voted in favor of it,
so
ratifying
close,
the new CBA. He sees that, hey, if we can get this overturned, you know, men have to re-vote again. A few people change their minds. All of a sudden, they might be able to, you know, tank that CBA deal and have to go back to the bargaining table. I don't know that Eric Reed's wrong. In fact, he's probably that guy who's, you know, the guy in the office who's right, but he never lets up. It's always one thing or another.
It's one of those things where you're like, hey, man, you're not wrong. But now is really not the time.
Right.
You know? And,
yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, I've lived it. And I'm probably
that guy sometimes. I applaud his stance. I mean, he's trying to look out for players, both past players, present players, future players. The safety, the health, the welfare, the financial well-being of football players who have these limited careers. And, I mean, what he's doing is a good thing. But it's also just, like, relentless. And, you know, the vote had already happened and sometimes you have to know when to walk away.
Yeah.
Just let it go. It's like, okay, I mean, it's not a perfect deal. You're never going to get a perfect deal in any contract bargaining negotiation. over 1,000 players said this is good enough for us. We want labor peace. We want to move forward. It's not worth it for them to go into a massive fight and a potential work stoppage in 2021.
100%.
They just want to play football.
Yep.
You had your vote. You know,
it sucks.
Your
side lost. You kind of have to wear it or don't play.
Yeah. You know? Now, if they're making like big changes to the language, like,
then that's BS.
Yeah. You know. Oh yeah, 17 games. Let's change that 7 to an 8. And now it's an 18 game season. Okay. Yeah. You probably should have to re-vote on something like that. I don't know exactly what the technicality here was, but Eric Reed is one of those guys who just does not give up. Does not know when to say when.
Yes.
Yeah, that whole situation was weird. Didn't like a lot of players just not even vote in that CBA vote? So
yeah, just like any vote. I mean, you know, half the country doesn't even vote for the president of the United States.
Still, bananas.
Blows my mind.
It's bananas.
I don't know. Can you imagine, like, if our boss held a vote for something that affected all three shows on The Fan? And
what if we voted
only one
on who
show
our boss
voted?
Like, do you think Adam would win if he was up for election for boss of 97.3 The Fan, but there was a couple of other candidates? Let's say
it would really depend on who he was running.
Let's say
against.
Tony Gwynn Jr. ran and Paul ran against Adam for boss of 97.3 The Fan. Who would you vote for?
Adam, Paul
and Tony
or
Gwynn
Tony
Jr.
Gwynn Jr. I'd probably vote for Paul because I have an in.
You do?
Yeah, I have an in. I like, could manipulate Paul better, the best out of the three of them.
I'd probably still vote for Adam. No offense, Paul. I don't think you'd want the job. That's the headache that comes with it.
No, God, no.
I think Adam handles that boss responsibility pretty well.
Yeah.
Vote Reindl 2020. You know, I promise no viral videos.
Oh, then you got my vote.
All right, that is a good campaign platform.
Got my vote, my friend.
It is a good campaign platform. You know, Adam's a pretty young guy, though.
He is.
I think he gets it. I mean, he could end up being, like, the big boss, like, one day of everything.
Why are you kissing Adam's ass so hard? Because you know he's listening because he already texted us. So hard.
Sorry, right. I just have thought. Just go ahead, Paul.
The towel that Kobe Bryant draped over his shoulders in his famous Mamba Out speech after scoring 60 in his final game just sold for big bucks. As Kobe was walking off the court, the towel fell off his shoulders and a lucky fan snagged it. Lakers superfan David Kohler was the guy who purchased the towel, which sold over the weekend for $33,077.16 at auction. Kohler is a massive Lakers has a massive Lakers collection, and he loves to acquire all this memorabilia, and he said his plan is to open a Lakers museum someday. So $33,000 for the towel that Kobe had on his Mamba Out speech.
You know, it's surprising. When you were telling me this story, and I had not seen this, Paulie, I actually, when you said $33,000, I was like, oh, that's not that bad. I was expecting a little bit more.
Really?
I get it.
It's just a regular white towel. Right?
I understand, but like,
I mean, it looks like any other generic gym white towel.
These weren't his
get.
Shoes that he wore in that game, or a jersey.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, okay, Kobe's last game. Kobe, deceased Kobe.
I get it.
The last game.
Would
Mamba
you,
out.
Would you ever totally trust though? I mean, someone's selling you a white towel, and they're telling you. Yeah, I grabbed this from Kobe that night, and, you know,
how does that
verify.
Would I buy it? I just bought $89 dumbbells off of Facebook, so yeah. Man.
I just don't know that if it's something that looks generic like anything else, you put it up in your house on display, and there's this white towel, and everyone, why do you have a plain white towel?
No, what you do is you take a picture of Kobe with the towel on, you mat that,
and then you put the towel next
display
to it.
The towel under it. And that's what.
But
you
I could do that right now. I could
you
get
absolutely
a picture
could.
Of Kobe with a towel. Get a white towel from, you know, Bed Bath and Beyond.
You could
put it in a frame.
I think they're closed.
Well, right now,
right.
Probably online. I can order a white towel from somewhere.
You could.
I mean, people, if they asked, they said, "Is that the towel?"
Yeah.
I was like, no. It's just a towel.
It's just a cool towel.
But who would really ask? They would all assume that it's
was
a towel.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't lie to them if they asked. I'd say, no, it's just a towel I got. I got from Linens and Things.
I'm actually surprised. When you see how much memorabilia goes for sometimes, that surprises me. You know, with the freshness and newness of his passing.
You could order, like, Michael Jordan's original Air Jordans.
Oh, man.
Put them in a little box with a picture of Michael above them. Like, are those Michael Jordan's Air Jordans? No, I got those online. I mean, they're still a few $100.
Yeah.
Michael never wore them. They
no,
just
these
came from the factory.
His.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something...
That's why I'm not a memorabilia collector. I don't really trust any of this stuff.
That's true.
The guy that bought the towel, I guess he was also, he either bought or sold Babe Ruth's 500th home run bat. Like, he's into the collection game.
Really? Yeah.
Bro,
are you sure it's not the 499th home run
bat?
To
have that, it probably was.
Or the bat that the guy behind him in the lineup used that day.
No, it's got his name on it.
Right.
Yeah, it got his name
but
on it.
Other guys,
and not everybody
they share bats. It's
nobody's
baseball.
Swinging a 60-ounce bat like he did. Nobody. Yeah, I'm all in. If I had the money, I would have a ridiculous collection. I don't.
And finally, Taco Bell is giving everyone a free Doritos Locos Taco today. All you have to do is go through the drive-thru, and you will get a free Doritos Locos Taco with no purchase necessary. You will not get one if you order delivery or takeout. So thank you, Taco Bell, for being essential and staying open for all of us.
I wonder if that was supposed to be some sort of promotion. Hey, someone makes a shot in the final four and
yeah.
you win a taco. Or, you know, it's like
steal
someone
a
steals a base,
yep.
steal a taco. There's no sports to trigger the promotion, so it's just like everyone gets a free taco.
Nothing wrong with a Doritos Locos Taco,
no.
by the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.